The king has called for priest and cup. The king has taken spur and blade to dub True Thomas a belted knight, and all for the sake of the songs he made. They have sought him high, they have sought him low, they have sought him over down and lea, they have found him by the milk-white thorn that guards the gates of Faery. Was bent beneath and blue above, their eyes were held that they might not see the kine that grazed beneath the nose. Oh, they were the queens of Faery. Now cease your song, the king he said. Oh, cease your song, and get you dight to vow your vow and watch your arms, for I will dub you a belted knight. For I will give you a horse of pride, with blazon and spur, and page and squire, with keep and tail, and season and law, and land to hold at your desire. True Thomas smiled above his harp, and turned his face to the naked sky, where, blown before the wastrel wind, the thistledown she floated by. I have vowed my vow in another place, and bitter oath it was on me. I have watched my arms the lee-long night, where 50 fighting men would flee. My lance is tipped of the hammered flame, my shield is beat of the moonlight cold, and I won my spurs in the middle world, 1,000 fathom beneath the mold. And what should I make with a horse of pride, and what should I make with a sword so brown, but spill the rings of the gentlefolk, and flight my kin in the fairy town? And what should I make with blazon and belt, with keep and tail and season and fee? And what should I do with page and squire, that am a king in my own country? For I send east, and I send west, and I send far as my will may flee, by dawn and dusk and the drinking rain, and sin my sendings return to me. They come with news of the groaning earth, they come with news of the roaring sea, with word of spirit and ghost and flesh, and man that's mazed among the three. The king, he bit his nether lip, and smote his hand upon his knee. By the faith of my soul, True Thomas, he said, ye waste no wit in courtesy. As I desire, unto my pride, can I make earls by 3 and 3, to run before and run behind, and serve the sons of my body. And what care I for your roe-foot earls, or all the sons of your body? Before they win to the pride of name, I trow they all ask leave of me. For I make honor with muckle mouth, as I make shame with mincing feet, to sing with the priests at the market cross, or run with the dogs in the naked street. And some they give me the good red gold, and some they give me the white money, and some they give me a clout of meal, for they be people of low degree. And the song I sing for the counted gold, the same I sing for the white money, but best I sing for the clout of meal that simple people given me. The king cast down a silver groat of Scots money. If I come with a poor man's dole, he said, True Thomas, will ye harp to me? When as I harp to the children small, they press me close on either hand, and who are you, True Thomas said, that you should ride while they must stand? Light down from your horse of pride. I trow ye talk too loud and high, and I will make you a triple word, and sin if ye dare ye shall noble me. He has lighted down from his horse of pride, and set his back against the stone. Now guard you well, True Thomas said, ere I rax your heart from your breastbone. True Thomas played upon his harp, the fairy harp that couldna lee, and the first least word the proud king heard, it harpeth the salt tear out of his ee. Oh, I see the love that I lost long sin, I touch the hope that I may not see, and all that I did of hidden shame, like little snakes they hissed at me. The sun is lost at noon, the dread of doom has gripped me. True Thomas, hide me under your cloak. God wot, I'm little fit to dee. 'Twas bent beneath and blue above, 'twas open field and running flood, where hot on heath the dike and wall, the hot sun warmed the adder's brood. Lie down, True Thomas said. The god shall judge when all is done, but I will bring you a better word and lift the cloud that I laid on. True Thomas played upon his harp that burled and brattled to his hand, and the next least word True Thomas made, it guard the king, take horse and brand. Oh, I hear the tread of the fighting men, I see the sun on splendent spear, I mark the arrow out in the fern that flies so low and sings so clear. Advance my standards to that war, and bid my good knights prick and ride. The glen shall watch as fierce a fight as e'er was fought on the border side. 'Twas bent beneath and blue above, 'twas nodding grass and naked sky, where ringing up the wastrel wind the eyes stooped upon the pine. True Thomas sighed above his harp, and turned the song on the midmost string, and the last least word True Thomas made, he harped his dead youth back to the king. Now I am prince, and I do well to love my love withouten fear, to walk with man in fellowship, and breathe my horse behind the deer. My hounds they bay unto the death, the buck has couched beyond the burn, my love she waits at her window to wash my hands when I return. For that I live, am I content, though I have seen my true love's eyes, to stand with Adam in Eden glade and run in the woods of paradise. 'Twas naked sky and nodding grass, 'twas running flood and wastrel wind, where checked against the open pass the red deer belled to call the hind. True Thomas laid his harp away and louted low at the saddle side. He has taken stirrup and hoden rein and set the king on his horse of pride. Sleep ye or wake, True Thomas said, that sit so still, that muse so long. Sleep ye or wake, till the latter sleep, I trow you'll not forget my song. I a harped a shadow out of the sun to stand before your face and cry. I have armed the earth beneath your heel, and over your head I have dusked the sky. I have harped ye up to the throne of God, I have harped your midmost soul in three, I have harped ye down to the hinges of hell, and ye would make a knight of me.